Do you know that feeling when you get like a song stuck in your head, but you don't remember most of the lyrics, so just like can't really leave your head?
Mm-hmm.
I had that happen to me today, and it was Romania's 2007 Eurovision entry.
Oh, fuck off. It's always something super
niche. Of
course
it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Kieran did something Kieran Lee. Shut up.
It's never like a sense of like, oh, I got a Sabrina Carpenter song stuck in my head. Yeah.
No.
Which I would never do that either, just saying.
Yeah. Welcome to the non-basic podcast.
Yeah.
No, but like, you realize that because that Uma, Nick, I think I've shown this song to you before, Nick, but Uma, if you don't know, this song was like attempting to get televotes by having every verse be in like a different European language.
The song made me mad when you showed it to me.
I know.
It's so bad.
So it's like, it's English, Italian, Spanish, Russian, French, Romanian. And it's like not even verses, it's just the chorus, but translated 6 times, basically. And the tempo gets faster, and it's great. Anyway, you realize that you can't get a song stuck out of your head because you don't know the lyrics, because you can't sing the lyrics because you don't speak Russian, Spanish, Romanian, and you have no idea what sounds they're making or what words they're saying. Anyway, it's still stuck in my head. That was my
Is
long
it still
walk.
to this second stuck in your head?
Yeah. Every day around the world, doopy doopy.
No, okay.
No, it follows. You have to face it too.
Yeah. No, because now it's going to be stuck in my head, even though I've never listened to it.
That was the 2000s era of Eurovision, where it was televote only, and everyone was just doing like weird scams to get televotes. Hey, welcome to your weekly corner bonus, Späti. It is me, Kieran. I am joined by Uma.
Hello.
And Nick.
Yo.
I feel left out because I'm the only one who's not wearing something jersey adjacent. Actually, I should get into that.
No, you don't. You're not ready for this life, Kieran.
Okay. Real talk, though. Bohemians football club jerseys that are on sale at like the communist bookstore or Connolly Books in Dublin are sick.
They fuck. They're so good.
They're good.
They have one with kneecap, one. Well, I have the one that is like refugees welcome, but it's like from 2020, I believe. They also have one with Fontaine's DC, which has pretty colors.
I like the colors, but I don't like Fontaine's DC.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, I don't care for them.
No, but
the colors are so pretty. It's like pink and blue, and I don't know.
Yeah. It's far. It's the jersey colors are like too queer and trans to have Fontaine's DC on the front of it.
Yeah, right. The kneecap one is cool because it has like the kufia like pattern as well.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I think if I just go to Connolly Books, I can get them because they are sick. And I might just buy one and pretend I know football.
You don't need to. You can be a hype beast. It's fine.
Yeah, I guess I can. I guess you know what, Nick? I guess I can be a hype
beast. Your look to me is either like a knit sweater or if it's summer, like a Hawaiian shirt esque sort of like
thing.
And I like that. You do like a button up shirt.
I want like a woke Hawaiian shirt though.
Hawaiian shirt?
Well, who took the Hawaiian shirt again? Like the Proud Boys?
Yeah. Like, fine, sure,
they have
you're
that
right.
whole thing. But like, I want a Hawaiian shirt that also has like a kafia pattern worked into it. I don't know how that would work.
I'm sure
that exists.
No, I'm sure I'm sure that exists. Something like that exists.
Okay, hang on.
For like, you know, Palestinian dads, Arab dads, just wear that. You know,
I'm a dad. That's part of it.
I know. You are that indeed.
Yeah.
I feel that a big Arab guy is already wearing like a bowling shirt. So it's like more or less like adjacent.
True.
It is the Mediterranean uniform.
How
I think you can get like kafia shirts.